Tav kuf tes vav hey. Tav v'shein l'min m'chulba. V'ein m'chuzet seida. Somebody doesn't have a problem of muksa, because it was trapped already from before yontov, picked before yontov. In Paul, teicha tchum mutal l'kol. If it's brought from within the tchum, then everyone could be nana from it. In Paul, m'chuzet tchum, also l'oichlo nisho v'vishviloi. From the base, of mutal l'tal t'loi, v'teir tal l'moisev. Or v'teicha imu kevet tzvayma. The only problem is that Achshash is from Chutzat Chum, so if it's brought for a specific person, it's also for him to use it on Yontif, and also for his family that are eating together with him. And Shabbos talks about, what about guests? So, if the guests that are constantly eating by him, he has some poor person that always comes to him to eat, then it's also like his family. Even if they come for a visit, there's a discussion that those that are machmer, the meister, the one who's brought for, can move it around, because it's not muksa, because other people can eat it. You can either move it within Dalet Amos, so if there's a wall around the city, then the whole city is considered like Dalet Amos. It's a walled city, or a mitzvah kiddush hukuf l'dira, or a fortress that was known that the wall was put up for people to live in it. Or v'achem mutarim, I feel often other people could eat it, because it's only also for the one who was brought for. Or the erev, yom tivishin, tzorch lehamtin, ad sheyaviu, misha huva b'shviloi, v'chdei sheyasa. The one who was brought for is not only also from an yontif, but also after yontif, the amount of time it takes to bring it. So he shouldn't benefit from the fact that it was brought for him out of the tchum an yontif. And Moses says, and v'tor ma'achakach afilu didon shenogim l'hafim v'shar 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 v'shar. After that, it is permitted, even though in respect to trapping and picking things off the tree, we answered both days of yontif and chutz la'aretz.